Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
What's good, folks? Welcome back to the show. Happy New Year. Here we are. We fucking made it. We fucking made it. I lost a bet. I didn't think we was going to be here. I thought we was going to be wiped the fuck out for sure by the new year. But I'm happy to report that we're still here. I don't know how long that's going to last, but as long as it's here, let's have some fun, right, folks? How was your mental health over the holidays? Mine was shot through the fucking floor, I'll tell you that. I didn't have the greatest holiday season that I've ever had, let's put it like that, even though it should have been a good holiday season. It just turned out to be not as... I was missing some components. I don't want to say it wasn't good because my family is great. You know, my wife is great, my mom is nice, but... it just was not what I wanted it to be. And for me, I felt let down in a few areas, but it was very important for me to realize that I could not stay down in that area, especially in the holiday season. I had to pick myself up. I had to dismiss whatever was going on. Not really dismiss it, but acknowledge it and just call it for what it is and move past it. And I think I did a pretty good job with that. Here I am in 2024. And, wow, that seems weird to say, 2024. That's a whole new realm of possibilities, folks. 2024, whenever the year renews, it's always a good time to kind of reflect. I use this time to look back. Everybody does. We look back at the whole year. What the fuck did we do? What did we not do? What should we have done and what we shouldn't have done? And that's what today's podcast is about. What should you do in 2024 and what you shouldn't do in 2024 for you and your loved ones and your life to so that you could, you know, so that you can get you can have the best quality of life so that you can live a really, really rich life. What can you do today? What can you start doing today to start living a new and rich life? Okay, so that's what I'm going through, and that's what we're going to talk about today. As far as my mental health is concerned, I'll just say this before I move on to my subject, but as far as my mental health is concerned, I want to say thank you to the people who listen to my podcast. And the reason why, and I've said this before, the reason why is because sitting here talking to myself every week has forced me to start to sit down and really kind of think and evaluate myself and stability mentally. What's my stability level? And while it's not great, it ain't so terrible anymore. And a lot of that is because I'm able to talk my thoughts out. And if I didn't have anybody listening, it'd be really hard to continue to talk about things if I didn't think anybody was listening. But I know that there are people out there. And I want to say thank you for sticking with me. If you out there and you've been with me or you're just joining me, I just want to say thanks. I do appreciate you because this is one of the things that helps my mental state, and I appreciate it. So, all right, well, what should you do in 2024 and what should you not do in 2024? Well, the list goes on, and it's really kind of broad, and I really kind of baited you motherfuckers into being here because I'm just going to talk about really what I want to try to get done in 2024 and what I want to try and undo in 2024. Now, you can't really undo shit, but you can go back and make corrections. So I'm going to use 2024 as a year. And this is one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to use 2024 as a year to go back and make corrections, to go back and tweak certain aspects in my life that I really, really want to stand up, that I want to shine. I want to be polished up again because I'm kind of tarnished. I used to be really polished, folks. If you knew me back when I was young, like 20-something, when I was an idiot. Because I was happy all the time, and I was shiny, I was quick. And I feel like I've lost a step over the years just because of the rigmarole of life. So another thing I'm going to do is try as hard as I can, and this is easier than it sounds, but I'm going to try as hard as I can to not get caught up in the rigmaroles of everyday life. Just get caught up in the minutia of like waking up, taking a shower, brushing my teeth, eating a bagel, sitting down in front of my computer. You get what I'm saying? To try and have more adventure. That's one of the reasons my wife and I, we bought an RV. We're gonna live our lives to the fullest. And that's one thing that I want to make clear to myself. That I wanna be as well rounded and as well traveled as I possibly can be, so that I can bring back content. So I can bring back and sit down and deliver content. I want to start talking to people in different places. I want to start digging more into more history. Like my wife and I, we like as a hobby, sometimes we like to get in our car. Now, we don't have a lot of money, but we like to get in our car and we like to drive around and we like to look for historical things. Now, we live in a good state for historical things, and we live close to several states of you know, chocked full of, you know, black history, so you speak. You know, I'm real keen on black history, so I want to try and learn about it as much as I can, because the state that I live in is one of the states that really kind of wants to do away with black history. So one of the things I do want to do is I want to consume as much black history as I can, so that I can deliver this history to the younger generations of people, my kids, members of my family who don't know, so that these stories and our legacy stays alive. And that's one thing I want to do. I want to try as hard as I can to preserve our legacy in this country and just not let us get wiped away in our contributions. So is what I'm talking about. I want to try to be a better friend to the friends that I have. I know that sometimes I can be overbearing. I can be pressing. I can be, I don't want to say confrontational, even though I can be confrontational, but sometimes I can be a little over the top. And I want to take this opportunity to acknowledge this to my friends, and I want to apologize if I come across super intense. I'm just very passionate. And if you know me, then you know that I am a super passionate person, and I believe wholeheartedly with, and I'll say it with both nuts in my whole chest, what I believe, and I'll take it with me. But I'm also this guy. I'm also, if I'm wrong, I'll stand up and say, okay, I'm wrong. You got me. And that's one thing, and I will say this, I love that about myself, is my ability to take accountability. I stand up. If I did something wrong, I'll say it. I did this wrong. I'd like to learn to correct it. But even though I want to try and dig more into that, I want to try and be that person more. I want to try and be that, I don't know, that I don't want to say guru. I don't want to be a guru. I just want to be a clear person. I want to have a clear mind. I want to be able to think clearly. I don't want a bunch of life getting in the way. So in that, I'm going to take take meditation more seriously. I want to meditate more. I do. I want to get into tones and, you know, the higher chakra levels and all of that shit. I want to get into that type of stuff. I want to do that for this year. I want to try and to get closer to myself and my spirituality. Along with my wife. My wife and I, we talk a lot about religion. We talk a lot about religion. And I just don't believe a lot of religion. I just don't believe a lot of it because man will say any damn thing, really. Man will say anything they can say to get motherfuckers to do what they want them to do. That's proven. That's man. That's just the way man is. That's the way man has made shit. You know what I'm saying? So I want to try to get out of that. I want to try to get out of that and try and get more into my spirituality. And I know there's something out there. I know there's something that's bigger than we are. I don't believe that our consciousness is random. I just don't believe that. But I don't believe in religion in the construct that's been made today. I don't believe it. I don't believe you motherfuckers. I just don't believe you. I'm sorry. I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, I don't fucking believe you. I don't believe you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't want to be a dick about it. I want to try and understand more. I really do. I really do. Because for a lot of people's sake, man, for a lot of people's sake, one thing I do is I bash religion. I come down a little hard on religion from time to time. And it's because I understand some things, but I come at people sometimes who are really into religion. I come at them a little hard or a little aggressive because I'm almost like flabbergasted that there's all this information out there, but they still choose to follow that ideology. And that's wrong. For me to do that to those people, that's wrong. So in 2024, I'm going to stop that. I'm going to try and not do that. I'm going to try as hard as I can to respect the boundaries of other people's worship cultures and their religion and try and understand as much as I can and also try and learn as much as I can. I want to learn as much as I can. Oh, yeah, I don't understand. Teach me. Tell me. You know, because right now what I'm going off of is what's going on today in my life, in the lives around me, in the world around me. That's what I'm basing everything off of. And the people that are bringing this information to me and how this information got, those are the things that I'm focusing on. Okay. So that's one thing I want to do is I want to be more open to people and their religious beliefs. And you are who you are. It makes you who you are. And that doesn't make you a bad person because you're a Buddhist or because you're a Jew or a devil worshiper or something like that. You know, I mean, I probably won't be friends with a devil worshiper, but hey, man, I mean, if that's what you do, man, cool. I mean, you do what you need to do, man. You do what you need to do in order for you to find your happiness. And that is another thing. Is this year, 2024, is dedicated to trying to find my happiness. I'm going to try as hard as I can, man, because I've lost a lot of it along the way. Like I said, I was a comedian for a long time, and I've been lying to myself for a long time. You know, I'm a comedian. I haven't been on stage in so long. And for this year, that's one of the things I'm going to try and address and tackle. Now, am I trying to get on TV? Probably not. Will I turn it down if it comes? Probably not. But the thing that I know that I definitely have to do is I need to get back on stage. I need to get myself back to a place where I was happy. Or not back to a place, because I don't want to go backwards. Up to a place. I want to go up to a place where I'm happy, where I'm always happy, like I used to be. I used to always be happy. I had a kind word for everybody, but I got, you know, very crinkly foreheaded. You know, I always had the screw face on. My forehead was always like, I was always all some screw face for many years. And I think this is the year to get rid of the screw face. Just to get rid of the screw face. And I know that the world is an angry place. I know that the world is sad also. But I don't need to be down there with it, do I? And neither do you. Neither do you. We don't need to be down here angry at the world. And just angry. We don't need to be in this space. Not if you want to be happy. Not if you want to live the best version of you. Because that's not the best. And I thought about it. Me driving through traffic. These motherfuckers. God damn it. You know, they didn't cut me off. That is not the best version of myself. That is not. I don't care what I say. That is not the best version of me. But it's so hard, man, because there's so many idiots in traffic. There really is. And I'm just going to say that and get back on subject. But I mean, like a lot of idiots in traffic. But I want to try to not be that guy. I want to try to not be that idiot in traffic. And you know what I mean. And you know who the fuck you are, too. If you're listening, you know who you are out there. Being an idiot in traffic, just out here, not giving a shit about other people's lives. That's the main thing. And me living in an RV really kind of, I guess, it really kind of put it in perspective for me as I'm driving down the highway. And when I was younger, I was like all these young people out here, like fucking Evel Knievel. I was everywhere. I was everywhere. I was Batman. But as I'm driving, as I got older, I started realizing a few things. I've lost some people in some car crashes. And that's one thing I realized that I don't want, that I'm going to try as hard as I can to prevent, is from dying in a car crash. I really just don't want to die that way. I don't. So I, you know, before I bought a motorhome, I took precautions, you know, just to do the necessary things. My father's a driver, said to just do the necessary things in traffic to maintain safety. Now, everybody does not share my sentiment, and I don't have control over everybody's car, but I do have control over myself. I do have some eyes that I can see, so I'm going to keep my eyes peeled and try and be, you know, the best driver I can be, because I want to get home to my family too. But wait a minute. My family is on board this motorhome. That's where I live, as I drive everything I love down the highway. And I see these other families driving everything that they love down the highway. And I watch these people recklessly weave in and out of traffic, putting their lives and everybody else's life around them in jeopardy. It's just not fair. It's not fair to the people that they hurt by doing this. You're not getting any. I mean, and it's just so fucking stupid, too, especially in town, because I don't know how many motherfuckers who have zoomed past me. Just zoomed right the fuck on past me. You've zoomed past me, but oh, shit. We're at the same light, motherfucker. Look at you right here. And as a matter of fact, I'm two car lengths in front of you. Look at your dumb ass. And I tell you, folks, I do the fucking speed limit. Maybe 5 miles over the speed limit. That's speeding for me. Because it doesn't matter to me. I'll get there. I'm going to get there. I'm going to leave on time. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. And what I hope that other people do, I'm going to do it for myself, but I hope that this translates, and I hope that people listening, kind of this translates to you also. If you're out there doing this, if you're out there playing fucking Russian roulette with your car and a bunch of other people, think about it. Just think about it. You're going to get to your destination, but you might not. Don't make it easy. So I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to take my time, but I'm not going to be the flip the bird off at this motherfucker who just cut me off. I'm not going to be that guy anymore. Yeah, they have a thing that you can buy from Amazon that you can put the little emojis in the back of your car. So I'm not going to flip them off. I'm going to get the, no, I'm just kidding. And I'm just not going to be that guy anymore because that just hurts me. A long time ago, I used to listen to a guy named Anthony Robbins. He was a motivational speaker, and he spoke about acid and alkaline in your body, your body being acidic or alkaline. And he said something that made a whole bunch of sense, and it actually, all the stress in your life, that creates acid in your body. Acid goes to the weakest parts of your body, and it makes it weaker. So I don't want that, right? I don't want that. By the way, other things cause acid. Arguing, working out, car wrecks, shit like that. It all, like, you know, it all causes acid in your body. And I'm just not trying to go that route. Because if I got a weak heart or weak lip, it's just going to go there and it's going to attack my shit. And I just don't want my shit attacked. You get it? You feel me? I just don't want that. So I'm just going to, I guess I'm going to broad stroke it and say I'm going to do is what I can to not create any acid in my body. I'm just not going to do it. I just don't want to be upset. I'm tired of being upset. I'm tired of being upset at the world. I'm tired of being upset at people wanting to vote for Donald Trump. I'm tired of that. If you want to vote for this motherfucker, go ahead and vote for this motherfucker. I'm not going to vote for his ass. You know, if you knew it was good for you, you wouldn't vote for me either. But if you want to vote for him, I can't do nothing about that, man. And I shouldn't be upset about it. And the main reason is because I can't do anything about it. I can't hold you down and go, no, no, you can't vote for him. No, don't vote. I can't do that. That's stupid. I'm never going to fucking do that. Instead, I'm just going to vote for who the fuck I vote for and mind my fucking business. Love my wife, my kids, my family. And try my best to live and navigate my life peacefully. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, am I still going to be the same angry, probably, you know, at some juncture about some things? Absolutely, because there's all kinds of shit that ticks me off in the world. But I want to try to understand. I don't want to be angry about it. I want to try to break it apart and see how we can solve it. See how we can fix that. That's what I want to try and do. I want to try and get to that point. I'm just curious for knowledge to help us, to help our species, to help myself, so that we can all grow, so that we can all live a wonderful life. We can all live a great life. We really can, folks. Just take a little bit of effort, just a little bit of effort. Well, maybe a little bit more than a little bit, but we really can, man. We really can have just a really good life. Just got to put our heads to it. Buckle the fuck down and see what it is that we really genuinely need and chase that shit relentlessly. Don't let anything or anyone stand in your way. Don't let negative thoughts consume you to the point where you can't think or you procrastinate or you're just not going to do it. Get up, stand up every day, live your life. If there's something in your life that is hurting you, cut that shit out. Leave it right where it was. It's okay sometimes to move on, to move past things. You can let shit go. I have some great connections that I made with people that I have let go. That I've let go. great friends, wonderful jobs. Let it go. I keep talking about a car that I loved. I keep talking about this car. Yeah, man, my car. Yeah, man, man. I love this car. Like, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. It's taking up space in your brain. That something else more valuable could take its place. It could be there in its place. Something more valuable. Like how to start a farm. How to grow some shit. You know, I'm really interested in shit like that. Especially in my older age, I'm still interested in, you know, the same old thing I was interested in, but there's more stuff I'm interested in. I'm going to try to exploit that also. I'm going to lean into all these other avenues, all these other interests that I have. I'm going to try and live it. I'm going to try and do it. I want to travel. I want to have a farm. I want a campground. I want to try and do it. I want to try and travel this entire country. I've never been out of this country. I'd like to go someplace. I'm going to try and do it. This year, my wife and I are going to leave this rock. Now, she's been other places, but I've never been off the... we are going to try to leave here. I'm going to see something different. I want to see how other people live. I want to see the perception of where I live from a different place. I want to see. I want to know what it's like. There's a lot of things I want to do, folks. I want to give better podcasts. There's a lot of things I want to do. There's a lot of things I want to accomplish. And I'm sure that a lot of you out there are the same way. There's a lot of things that you want to do. Now, make no mistake about it. These are not resolutions. I don't make resolutions because resolutions fail every fucking time. They fail. Everybody's resolution fails. But these are things that I would like to see happen in my life. And I've got a list down here. And off of that list, I'm just going to go down and check them off one at a time. And if I finish them this year, great. But if I don't, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm not going to crawl into a hole. I'm not going to stop doing it. I'm going to continue. I'm going to go get on stage, and I'm going to tell these badass jokes that I have. And if people don't like it, it doesn't matter. Because I love it. And that's all it is, folks. That's really what it is. Find what it is that you love. Find the things that you love. That's what you need to do with this year. This is what you should do with your year. Find and connect with the things that you love. And that's really the whole thing in a nutshell. Just find and connect with the things that bring you joy and happiness and laughter. I'm sitting here thinking in my head about some great shit. I got a big grin across my face from ear to ear. And usually from ear, lately, you know, it's been kind of rare because there's been a lot of turmoil on the planet. You know, there's been a lot of turmoil all over the earth. And we live in a time of great uncertainty. We really don't know if we're going to be at war tomorrow or not. We just don't know. But I can't any longer let that worry me and take up space. The only thing I can do is love my family as much as I can love them and do whatever I can to protect them to the best of my ability and try and do what I can to succeed. And that's all I'm here to do. That's what I'm put here to do, is to love the people that love me.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Darren Harris Podcast. I know it's a little vague and a little short, and I'm sorry, but I'm not, because it's the truth. It's what I want to happen. Well, you know what? Hold on one second. Hold on before I log off. This is what I want to see for you guys, all right? This is the people that are listening. This is what I want to see for you in the 2024 season, in the year of 2024. I want to see everybody have better understanding of each other to make those necessary steps. This is what we should do, to make these necessary steps to better understand each other. We have to create these steps. We should have tough conversations, folks. I want to see especially white folks. Black folks, they don't care. But white folks, all the white folks listening, I want to see you guys having these tough conversations. I want to see you guys initiating these tough conversations, because you have no idea how grateful black people, some of us, are that people actually ask. I'm grateful when a friend of mine says, hey, man, can you explain this to me? Yes, I can. And I'll take as much time as you need for you to understand, because you are genuinely trying to understand. You're not dismissive. You're not coming from a place of racism or hate or angst. You're not coming from that. You're genuinely coming from a place of curiosity and a place of wanting to understand. And I don't have a problem with that. So that's what I want to see us do. And you do, all of us. That's what I want to see us do in this year. I want to see us connect. I want to see us, and even if it's not on a world level, I want to show everybody that we here are connected. We are united. Whether you're black or you're white or you're Asian or you're Latin, I don't care. We here are connected. We're connected, folks. You get it? And that's what I want to see. That's what I want for us this year in 2024. That's what we should be doing, is trying to connect. And for the one thing that we shouldn't be doing, the one thing we shouldn't be doing is being a dick, okay? Stop being a dick. If you're a fucking dick, stop it. If you're a dick at work to your employees, stop being a fucking dick, man. If you're a cop and you got some sort of power, stop being a fucking dick. Stop putting on your uniform and thinking that you're better than everybody. If you're some sort of business CEO and you're arrogant, stop being a fucking dick, man. That's what you don't need to do. You don't need to be a dick. Okay? So I want to thank you guys. And I want to thank my parents for being the best parents in the world. Of course, I want to thank my wife for being I got the best wife in the world. I don't care what anybody says. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone out there who's married. Your wives are great and everything. I'm sure they are. But I have the best wife in the world. And I want to thank her for that. I want to thank everybody in my family. I want to thank everybody in my family, everybody who's been supportive of me and my podcast and my condition and anything that I embark upon. I want to say thank you to those people, and I want to say thank you to, again, I said thank you in the beginning, but I want to say thank you to all the people that listen to my podcast. I really do, man. Thank you so much. It really does mean so much to me. And it's hard. Make no mistake about it. For me, it's difficult to sit here every week and come up with topics to talk about, you know, for in excess of 45 minutes, an hour. It's difficult for me, or it used to be. And now it's getting easy, because it just feels like I'm talking to my people, man. Like I'm talking to my people about just the wild shit that bothers me in the world. And I appreciate you for that. I feel like maybe I got some friends. And I appreciate you, folks. So I do want to say thank you. And I want to say again, Happy New Year. And I wish you a happy and a healthy and a prosperous new year. I really do. And I will see you back here next week on the Darren Harris Podcast. I'm Darren Harris. Until next week, peace.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.